Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Live from Farakway in some basement somewhere. Givaldi, I've been traveling today. Made it. Had Shem Brock to Bar Park. Traveled back to Farakway. Everything's Givaldi. And here we are, and we're going to learn some Pyro. Lili Nishmas, Ili Boyrosi, Ruspas Mordechai. Today's shiur is sponsored by Chaim. In honor of the belly. I know you are. Chaim, I know. I don't. Here we go. With the bed, with everything. Givaldic. In a basement. Operating solo. But you know what? Beis Hashem, when I get back to Eretz Yisrael, if they let me in, I'm probably going to have to go a few days into quarantine. Have to get used to this again. Like the good old days. So we have a sponsor, Chaim. That finally somebody told me who he is. I don't think I've ever met him. I'd like to get to know him. Yishkoi Chaim. By Chaya Fix, Lili Nishmas, Sipora, Chilo, Bas Aaron, Vechano. Lili Nishmas, Harav Yehuda, Moshe, Pasio, Ben Chana, Zeche Tzadik, Kosh, Lebrocha. Lili Nishmas, Harav Meshulam. It's not spelled. Yeah, but that's it's maybe five-ish. Lili Nishmas Rav Meshulam Fivish Segal. That's how I'm going to guess. Ben Arav Mordechai. Paras HaChoydash. Michael Ben Mela, in memory of his mother, Dvar Fege Bas Shmuel, Zuchon Levrocha, and father in law Menachem Mendel Ben Elchon, Zuchon Levrocha, and the merit to make it to Umar Rosh Hashanah this year, Shekoyach. So, I have to find this email. There's an extremely, extremely long email. I'll read parts of it. I got a bunch of emails, but I was traveling, so I couldn't really print anything. So this would be the easiest for me to read, just to skip around. It's a very nice email. And listen to this. It's written, sent by making sure to stay anonymous at gmail.com. Making sure to stay anonymous at gmail. He's worried I was going to say his name. Dear Belly, I know you're not going to read this because it's very long. The emails you read every day are truly inspiring. I'm sure there are many more that you don't make that don't make the cut and you read at the shir. Like other writers, I feel that the only way I can show my hakaras hatoiv to you and all who make the shir happen is to let you know what the shir means to me. Some background info. I grew up frum and attended yeshiva for 4 years after high school. Got married, moved away from yeshiva. The plan was to only do this. I went to graduate school. And he had a chavrusa once a week, which quickly faded. Rabbi said, after I read this email, so I need some guys that are still in Koilo, still Rabbanim, sending in emails. We got to mix it up a little bit. So he goes on to say that he's a shtickle depressed, and he had some suicidal thoughts. Fast forward about a year ago, on our 15th anniversary, my wife decided she wanted to separate. I can't blame her. Bekitzer, I told her I didn't want to be frum anymore, not because I was angry with Hashem, but because something had to give. I could no longer take the pressure. I thought I was giving it all. I felt that I got nothing in return, no enjoyment from Torah, mitzvahs, no financial success, no social life. Although I live in a large firm community, it was not part of it, blah, blah, blah. Hold long. I'm talking about the longest email I've ever received. Ended up renting a room in a non-firm neighborhood and began my new life, which consisted of spending most of my waking hours at various bars. I was drinking heavily. There were nights I drove myself home only to have Hashem to think that I didn't kill myself or someone else. After a few short months, I started to think about becoming frum again. It was not an easy decision. Bekitzer, he rented a house next door to his therapist. It was tremendous help. Blah, blah, blah. Made a connection with the Rav. Made more friends in those few weeks than he made in 15 years. Okay. He got a full-time job in the profession, although he's not crazy about it, but he's very, very happy. Da, da, da. Okay. Now, here is where you come in. Now I'm going to go slow because it's about me. I saw the ad on Yeshiva World for the free Gemara. This is where Yossi Klein starts crying. And decided to try it out beginning with Sukkah. I'm not someone who does well with consistency, so I was not sure how long I would stick with it. I've tried Afyomi before, but never made it more than a couple of days. I've never been. How many times have you spoken to people and they say the exact same thing? Oh, I gotta make this straight. Sorry, guys. Hold on. You could always put a sock under here and it could work. That's fine. There you go. Okay. That's too much. Okay. Yeah, you know those people? You talk to them about dafyom. They said, yeah, I tried it 10 times and every time it lasted for 3 days. Okay. So he says, there were many mornings over the years when I said Moida Ani, but really wasn't sure. I was thankful for being alive. One morning, a few days into the shir, I realized I was actually thankful to wake up because I had the shir to look forward to. I try to watch the shir before work every morning, but sometimes I run out of time. When this happens, I feel a contradictory feeling. On the one hand, I feel sad I didn't finish. On the other hand, it gives me something to look forward to when I'm finished working. Kitzer, I was so excited to go out today and buy volume 2 of Sukkah. Words cannot describe the hakaras hatov I have towards you and all those who make the shir possible. And there's many of them who make the shir possible. Shkoyach to all of you. I hope I continue learning and that it continues to brighten my days. Even if chas v'shalom I stop doing the daf, I'll forever be grateful to you for the fire you lit under me, the time and this time I stuck it through. I can honestly say that in the past month or so, since I started with your shir, I've not thought about suicide, and this is by far the longest streak in the past 15 years. See, we're saving people from suicide, bringing people back to tshuva, and we also do a little learning. And he goes on to say, his civil divorce is on Friday, and he's sure that the reason he's not stressing too much is because of the shir. Helos Baruch Hashem, my divorce is amicable, and we get along. Feel grateful to my wife, we have two beautiful children. So, and this is his lashon. B'sach hakol, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Mazlov and the Chasana, sincerely anonymous. P.S. You have no choice but to keep this anonymous as you created this account just for this email. So Yishkoyach, everything should go well, should have a refuah, nafshi, and ruchni, and everything, and we should finish Shas together, Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach. So here we are, on Daf Chof Ches on the base on the bottom. How do you know that you're supposed to leave your sukkah, your house on sukkahs, your permanent house, and go into your temporary dwelling and make that the permanent place? You're supposed to bring your kelim in there, bring your couch, your table, make a geshmak. The Tanur Rabbanon, Teishu Kein Teduru, you should live in your sukkah as you live in your house. Mikad Omru, and from here we learn, Kol Shivas Hayom Maisadam Sukkos Hakeva U'Beisayarai. All 7 days, this becomes your house. Keitzad, for instance, Hoyeloi Kelim Noim Malon LaSukkah. You have beautiful silver dishes, bring them into the sukkah. Favos Nisht, Matzois Nois, Malon LaSukkah. You have nice blankets, pillows. Don't bring the cheap stuff in the sukkah, bring the geshmak of things in there. And you eat regularly. Somebody wrote an email to explain why people walk back and forth. I forgot the joke. It was a good one. And you should learn Torah in the sukkah. Mark, how crooked is the YouTube? It's the whole table goes like this. It's pretty crooked. The boy said, tomorrow, Shever Brochas by the Oilam is going to be a beautiful thing. I heard there's 2 sushi chefs and there's carving stations and there's unbelievable amounts of wine. Geshmak Entertainment, we're not going to tell you what it is. Over 200 people registered already. Please come. I'd love to meet you. Bemet. Seriously, for me. Do it for me. I want to meet you. It's not about me. It's going to be about the Chasan and Kala, but I personally would like to see you. Especially those shy guys that are, they call themselves loners and they're not social and they have anxiety, all that. Come on over, we got to meet. It's at Zemmer Hall in Borough Park. Please sign up. It's open to women. We already have, I think, 2 tables of women that want to say hello to my wife and daughter. I think she's going to be there, hopefully. And daughter-in-law, the new daughter. Okay, be there and It'll be a beautiful event. Where are we holding? Fine. So you learn in the sukkah. Any has the gemara of Amar Rava mikro umisna bimetalalto. Okay, to learn a little chumash and mishnayis, it's a good. But to learn gemara, to learn something heavy, bar bimetalalto. You need the air conditioner. You need yishtender. You need archavas hadas. When you learn Torah, when you learn gemara, you have to think. And sometimes in the sukkah, it's not that comfortable. So you want to be in your learning office where we typically learn? No. It says, Gemara loy kashi. Ho be migras, ho be yune. If you're going to chazer over things that you already know, then you could do that in the sukkah. You don't have to use your head that much. If you're learning it for the first time, eon, the Gemara says the word eon, ho be yune, we have to use your seichel. And the sukkah doesn't provide you that kind of comfort, so you go into your house. Ki ha de Rava the Rami Bar Chama. So Rava and Rami Bar Chama, we know, had the same father-in-law, but they were not brother-in-laws. How's that possible? Because they both married Rav Chisda's daughter. If you remember that Gemara, Rava said, I know, she said, I'm going to marry both of you. So Rava said, please, I want to be last, because he knew what that meant. One of them is going to have to die in order to marry her. So Rava and Bachama married her first. He was Nifter. And then Rava married her. So they were never actually brother-in-laws. They just had the same father-in-law. When they sat in front of their father-in-law, Rav Chisda, v'rati b'gemara b'hadi adadi, they would fly through the Gemara, v'hader ma'ayni b'svara. So first they would go through it quickly, and then they would look into the Svara. We had this Gemara a number of times, especially from Rava. I forgot the exact lashon, like koydem ligrois v'hader lizbar, something like that, where I like to point out to people that you should probably learn through Shas before you start doing heavy, heavy eon. Not so much like the Shita today in yeshivas, but it makes sense to like know it on a basic level and then go into deep. A lot of times in yeshiva, we would spend hours and hours and breaking our heads, what's the pshat in this word, and then only to turn the page and the Gemara had a whole discussion about it. Anyway, says the Gemara, Omar Rava, money, mishtiyo b'metalalto. We're talking about the covet of the sukkah. What are you allowed to bring into the sukkah? What can't you not bring into the sukkah? A lot of people are familiar with the halacha that you shouldn't bring in pots into the sukkah. And it comes from this very Gemara. You can bring in cups for drinking. Money michla bar memitalalto. But food, where like plates, bowls, not in the sukkah. Meaning if they're dirty, it doesn't belong in the sukkah. Chatzba, v'shachel, jug, a pail, bar mentalalto. It's not something that you bring into your dining room. Who brings in a pail into a dining room? Right? It's not, nobody. You leave that in the bathroom. You leave that somewhere else. Don't bring it into the sukkah. Sukkah you have to treat with covet. You know what else you don't bring into the sukkah? Lashon hara. You don't bring lashon hara into the sukkah. Certain things you don't, you don't bring lashon hara anywhere, but you got to be really careful not to talk that in such a kaddishdik place. But a candle could be in a sukkah. And some say, out of the sukkah. There's no machlokes. If it's exactly 7x7 sukkah, it's so small, and that you're concerned that this small candle is going to burn your whole sukkah down, then it's not appropriate for the sukkah. Get it out. That's according to Tosis Pshat. Yorduk Shamim. If it's raining, Tana, Mishatisra Hamikva, when the Mishnah says that your food starts spoiling, what does it mean? Shall greasen. This is a very interesting person, I believe. This is a guy that for some strange reason eats bean porridge. He's such a not mephonic that he eats bean porridge, but he a little bit of rain bothers him in his bean porridge. But anyway, the point is that it's such a sensitive food. I'm just saying this guy has other problems. If he's eating bean porridge, Shem Yirachem. Shem Yirachem. So you know, I once made fun of the guys that eat whole wheat bread. So a certain individual flew in from California to say Mazel Tov. And what did he bring me? His bread, because he wanted to show me, hey, don't make fun of this kind of bread. It's delicious. It actually was, but you don't have to go that far. Pliny, you know where you are. You're not going to bring me next time bean porridge. Abaye avakol Yosef kamei the Rav Yosef Talalta. Abaye was sitting in front of his famous Rebbe, Rav Yosef. Inside the sukkah, noshav zika, the wind started blowing, we call maisi tzivasa. So tzivasa is, you know, the needles and the leaves, something's falling into his food. Oh my Lord, Rav Yosef, panuli modim yoche, get me out of here. I need to leave. It's not enough rain. It has to spoil the food. A couple of needles in the food is not gonna. It's not the end of the world. I'm a mafunik. I'm an istinus. So kimi shetizra hamikva domili. It's as if my food is spoiling. So we actually learned in Psachim. The Rav Yosef, we know that he was blind. And I believe the Ben Yehuda explained over there that in Psachim he said, I have three problems. I'm a kaisen, because the Gemara says if somebody's a kaisen, somebody that's an istinus, what's the third one? I don't remember anymore. Chayav einam chayim. It says it's not good. His life is not a life. He's always upset. He has sensory issues. He's constantly. Everything bothers him. So the Ben Yehuda, I believe, explains over there because Rav Yosef was blind. So everything was, you know, his sensories were very, he's very sensitive to everything. Okay? So Mela, a few leaves that fell into the food or hit him on the head. It's like for anybody else, like his food getting spoiled. Get me out of here. I'm a mitzvah. I want to leave the sukkah. Torah Rabbanan. He was in the middle of eating the sukkah and it started to rain. So he left the sukkah. So we have this all the time, right? It starts raining, so we leave. Then we check to see if it's still raining. What is the halacha? So the Gemara says, once you leave, you're not mechuyev to go back. You can finish what you're doing and that's it. We're not matriach, you have to keep on going back forth checking the rain. Now certainly the chassidim who sit in the rain, I'm sure if they do go out because the rain is so hard, I'm sure they're going to be looking for the opportunity to jump back into the sukkah. That's probably the right thing to do, but you're not mechuyev to. No tircha, don't worry about it, finish your meal inside the house. Another halacha l'maisa. You're sleeping in the sukkah, v'yorad g'shom v'yorad, and it started to rain, so you got out of there. You don't have to go back until it becomes light. Yeor with the aleph, or iboilu atchi yeor with the ayin. Is that what the Gemara really meant to print and to say? With a aleph, or is it with the ayin? In other words, is it until he wakes up? Or does it mean until it becomes light? Which one is it? It sounds the same, but maybe there's a printing error along the way. Maybe it makes more sense that it has nothing to do with the light outside. It has to do with how he gets up. If he gets up and he's good to go, let him go back into the sukkah. I'm not matriach him to wake up in the middle of his sleep. Oh! Gevaldike Meiser Rabbeisa. Reb Shalom Shvadron, when he's very old and he already had a stroke, so one of his einaklach tried to wake him up, couldn't get him up. He was weak, he was sleeping tight. So Rav Shalom Shvadron's daughter saw it, and she said, let me take care of it. And she went over to him and she said, Tate, it's Soivzman Kriyashma. And he jumped out of his bed as if nothing, Achiyeyer. Sometimes, even a person in such a matzav, his whole life, he's so scared, chas v'shalom to mizman kriyashma, that, and she knew it. She knew what how to get her dad out of bed. Atsheyer or Atsheyer? Is it until he wakes up and then he's mechuyev to go back into the sukkah, or is it when the light goes on? Toshma Atsheyer v'yala amud ha-shachar. It says two things: that the lights go on, the sun comes out, v'yala amud ha-shachar. But it's the same thing, no? Tarti. It's two different times. One is amud ha-shachar. It's way before net, and the other one is net. So which one is it? So we need two things here. We need that he should wake up, but it also needs to be amud ha-shachar. In other words, if a person wakes up at 3 in the morning, he's not mechuyev to go back into the sukkah. But if he wakes up at 5:37, whenever vesikin is, or should not vesikin, amud ha-shachar. And you have those two things. First of all, it's amud ha-shachar. And he's up. So let's say amud ha-shachar is at 5 o'clock, right? And he wakes up at 6 o'clock, so he should go into the sukkah at 6 o'clock. He's not mechuyev to go into the sukkah at 5 o'clock just because it's amud ha-shachar. At the same time, if he wakes up at 4 o'clock, he's also not mechuyev to go into the sukkah because he only woke up and it's still the middle of the night and it's not amud ha-shachar. So you need two things together. You need amud ha-shachar and you need to wake up. When you have those two things, yayar and yayar, ayin and aleph, then you go back into the sukkah. Moshul ma'adav adayim e'boilu, mishavach lemi. So the Mishnah says, when it rains on Sukkot, it's as if a servant came to give the master a pitcher of water and he spilled it on him. Who spilled on who? So, I mean, the Pashtus was that that's how we read it. It's as if the master spills it on the servant. And he says, I don't want your water. I don't want you in the Masukkah. I don't want you to be kind. I said, mention the Gain. It's good for you guys to be in the Sukkah because it lessens the din, the harshness of the din, and I don't want you in the sukkah. I don't want you to have that schus of receiving that hamtakas adin. But either way, and now let's say it's the opposite. So if it's the opposite, so the servant comes and he's about to give his master some water, and instead of giving water, he spills it in his face. In other words, Klai Yisrael. Not that they brought the rain, but that they're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't care about you. We're not mekayim the mitzvahs like we're supposed to, unfortunately. We're like spitting in like Hashem's face, so to speak. It's a mashal. So what does Hashem do? Hashem says, okay, I don't need you either. Get out of my sukkah. Toshma. So who spilled it on who? What's the mashal? The sign Yishavach Rabbi Kidun Alpanov. It says Mefurish. Rabbi spilled it on the servant. And he said, I don't want you to be my servant anymore. Here's a goodbye present. Splash in the face. Get out. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing to us. Very, very sad. 1 year in Eretz Yisrael, the first rain of the entire season. You know how it doesn't rain the whole summer. The first rain was a minute before Kiddush on Sukkot. Now that's a slap in the face. That's like, get out. You remember Mati? 4 or 5 years ago. Everybody knows that. In Ramat Beit Shemesh, I don't know if you lived in other Ramat Beit Shemesh, rain, as we were about to start Kiddush, we didn't even get to do Kiddush, back into the house. The first rain of the season. Terrible. Gotta take the hint sometimes. When there's a solar eclipse, so loika is a lashon of likui, of it's diminished. So the sun is not as strong. Simin ra l'kol olam kulo. It's a bad omen. It's a bad simin to the whole world. Now they discuss. Everybody discusses because it's on a cycle. It's going to happen. We know exactly when there's going to be a solar eclipse. Nevertheless, there's certain times, like you could say, oh, the night is bad for this, good for that. Certain times of the year, of the creation, of every few years, where it's a bad time. There's a bad simon in the world going on at that kufa. Not that it happened because, like a rain, all of a sudden started raining on a Tuesday afternoon. Okay, we could look in the calendar, we know exactly when the solar eclipse is going to happen, but that is a simon ra. Moshe l'ma'ad dove doima. So, Moshe, the Melech Basav Adam, Sha'asa Sudla Avodav, a king made a big feast. V'niach panos lefneim, he put a light. Kas alein, then he got upset. Bar Malavdoi, and he told his servant, toil panos mivneim, v'yishivim b'choyshech, take away the light, put them in the dark, because there's diminished light in the world. Kosh Baruch Hu's kabiyachol upset at the world. Tanya Rimei Oimer calls man shemoyers loikin. When the luminaries, they're loika, they're diminished. Simin ra'al the soineim shel Yisrael. We know soineim shel Yisrael, the enemies of Klal Yisrael, is always a nice lashon. It means Klal Yisrael. It's a bad simin for Klal Yisrael. Nay, shemulumodim b'makiseyim. Klal Yisrael suffers and suffers and suffers from the creation of our nation. We've always been suffering, Rahman Slan. And it's a simon that if there's something bad that's going to happen, it's loyaleinu going to happen to the quote unquote enemies of Klal Yisrael, because they're so melumen b'makos. Mashal l'sofer shebole beis ha-sefer utzu b'yodoi. The Rebbe comes to class with a whip in his hand. Mi doyek, mi shirogel lilkois b'chol yoyim v'yoyim hu doyek. That student that's going to chap zetz, and every day he chaps a zetz from his Rebbe, he knows that he's about to chap a zetz. When I learned in Yeshiva Ketana in Panovich, I learned by Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkovich. There's two shiurim. There was Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkovich said one shiur, and Rav Shteiman, Zuchorin Lebracha, said the parallel shiur. Everybody wanted to get into Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkovich's shiur because he was considered the better Rebbe, I should say. Fine. Every single day, almost, in the middle of the shiur, he would say, Nu Elio Stefanski, Ma Pshat Batoisvis, every day without fail. And every day I failed him, and he would just go on every day. And you know when he didn't ask me? When I knew it. He knew when I knew it, and he wouldn't ask me. Anyway, so this, I used to get a zetz from him, not a real zetz, but a busha every day. Nu Elio Stefan. I was 3 years younger than everybody else. I had an excuse, but not a good one. And when he started saying nu, I knew right away it was me. So this is me doyeg. Who gets worried when his Rebbe pulls out the whip? Me shiragi lilkois b'kol yoyim. The guy that gets whipped every day. The Marsha says a better pshat. Marsha says that the Rebbe whips the one that has the most potential, and Klal Yisrael has the most potential. They have the Torah. They should be using the Torah for the right thing, and they're not. That's why they deserve to get whipped. We are doing our best by doing Daf Yomi, etc. So Baruch Hashem, Torah Baruch. When there's a solar eclipse. Yeah, I was hinting to that. I thought some chacham is going to say that. No, I wasn't. I got whipped because he knew I wasn't prepared well. He saw my face. He was such a chacham, I'm serious. And then I learned that he looks at my face to see what I know. So I would do this whole reverse poker face and wanting him to ask me, new Elio, and then I'm going to show him I know my stuff. And he wouldn't ask me. He was unbelievable mechanech, unbelievable. Rabbosai, it's geshmak stuff. Thanks for keeping me up here. Anybody else? Israel Helper and Shalom Aleichem. Shmuley Bernard is on. Let me just go real quickly through here. I almost left the meeting by mistake. That would have been funny. Mark Struhl, Lemmer is on. Jonathan Austin, Shalom Aleichem. You're still in America? Yeah, okay, great. Weiter. Okay, here we go. Torah Rabban. By the way, if you turn to the Chof Tesam Beis, it's not so long. Torah Rabban. Bizman Shacham Eloika, when there's a solar eclipse, Simin Raloi B'dike Chavim. It's a bad sign for the Goyim, for those who worship the stars. Levana Loika, but the moon, if there's an eclipse of the moon, Simin Ralos Yonim Shal Yisrael, then it's a bad sign for Klal Yisrael. Why? Because Klal Yisrael is into the moon. We go, our year is 354 days a year. And their year is 365 days. Like it be Mizrach, if the eclipse happens in the east, Simin Rali Yoshim Mizrach, then it's not good for the people in the east. Be'mayrov, Simin Rali Yoshim Mayrov. Be'emzarikiv, it's smack in the middle, Simin Rali Kolayim Kulay. Then it's a bad sign for the entire world. Pun of them in the Da'am, if the sun is redder, Cherub Baloilo, it's going to be war. Lesak, if it's darker, Chitzi Rav Barim Loilom, like a face of a person who has hunger pangs, his face turns dark, so it's a sign of famine. Luzu Luzu, if it's dark red, Cherub Chitzi Rav Barim Loilom. Loka Bikini Sasai. So interesting. You would think Knisasa means in the morning, but Knisasa means at night when the sun goes down. Puranos Shoyaloy Lavoy, because it's leaving, it has the whole night now, so it's going to take time for the bad stuff to happen. Bitsiyasai, but when it comes up in the morning, I'm basing this on Rashi. Rashi says this. Mimaheres Lavoy. The bad stuff is happening quickly. V'yesh oimrim chiluf hadvarim. There's a story about the Chofetz Chaim that somebody came to get a bracha from him, and he asked him, "Where are you from?" And then the guy says, "You know, in Asia somewhere there was a tremendous tsunami, or I don't remember what, like some sort of what do you call them? The No, how do you say it in English? Ridat Adama. Noam? Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Earthquake. Tremendous earthquake. 100,000 people died. Whatever it was. So the Chofetz Chaim said, Oy vey. Oy vey. He was very, very upset. And he says, that's a simin rafa klai yisrael. If this is what happens to the goyim in some other place, it's a very, very bad sign that there's going to be something terrible, terrible tragedies happening to Klal Yisrael. Maybe he was referring to World War II. I don't know. But he was very, very upset about the Shmua. It's not something to say, oh, it happened to them over there at the other side of the world. It's a simon for Klal Yisrael to wake up and smell the coffee. Says the Gemara. V'yesh oimrim chiluf hadvarim. It's the opposite. That if this eclipse is at the end of the day, then it's going to happen quickly. And if it's in the beginning of the day, then it's going to take time. It's malach. Also gets a zetz. Shenemar ubechol elkei Mitzrayim eses shvatim. Elkei Mitzrayim is referring to the malach of Mitzrayim. Was manji Yisrael oisim mitzoni shel mokoyim emis yorim mikol eilu. But when Klai Yisrael does HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon, Baruch Hu's will, then they have no fear. They shouldn't have fear. Shenemar, Koyamar Hashem, El Derech HaGoyim Al Tumadu. Don't learn from the Goyim. Ume Oises Es Shamayim Al Tichotu. Don't fear the signs from heaven. Ki Chatu HaGoyim Eima. They should fear all these things. Or if the Gichovim Yichatu, the Goyim should fear. Ben Yisrael Yichatu. Torah Rabbonon. Bishvil Arbod Dvorim Chamaloike. So this is interesting. This we have to understand. If the solar eclipse is on a cycle, so what does this mean? Arbod Dvorim Chamaloike. Bishvil Arbod, because of these four things, that's why we have the eclipse. I'll have Bezdin Shemes on somebody Choshev, like the head of the Bezdin who dies, and they don't give him the proper eulogies, the proper espadim. Bal Nairo Hamuroso Shitsoako Beir. Married, she was already, she had Erusin. The time of the Gemara, that's like married. She's a Ishish. And somebody's raping her and nobody cares. Ve'im Yishiela. Ve'al Mishkav Zohar. Ve'al Mishkav Zohar. Vashni Achim Shinishbach Domam Kechot. On two brothers who were killed at the same time. That's what, these are terrible, terrible things that cause Likoy Acham. The luminaries of the world, Al Koisvei Plaster, on those who write fake Shtarois, Shtam, They write, they forge documents. V'amid edu sheker, basically same idea, false testimony. V'al migadli be'imadaka b'Eretz Yisrael, and bringing up the smaller animals like sheep and goats in Eretz Yisrael because they destroy the properties. V'al koitze ilonois toivois, and cutting down perfectly good trees. We must see Rashi here. I think there's an amazing Rashi. Three lines from the bottom. Even if you own these trees, says Rashi, because you are destroying something perfectly good, it looks as if you're kicking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and on his bracha, that he's mashpia on us with his good. I mean, it's amazing if you think about it. Taking a tree, inanimate object, really, I mean, it doesn't have much seichel or anything, and you destroy it, you're kicking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're showing, I don't care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beauty in this world. And what about if you destroy another human being? That's mamish, has all the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it, everything, his seichel and the everything. You do that, Allah is kama v'kama, no? But it's unbelievable. If you think about it, you have to take a second to think about this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a beautiful thing in this world, a beautiful tree. Mamish, flowers and this and that. And you cut it down, chop it down. For no reason. You own it, but for no reason, you're boyed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's unbelievable. U'bishvil arba dvarim nichsei balabatim nimsarim l'malchus. There's four reasons why you lose your property. Amashi shtoris pruim, for leaving a document that somebody already, you lent money and the guy paid you back, and you keep the document, it's dangerous, you might be tevayim again. Val malve beribis, and people who lend money for interest. Dav Choftesom Beis, sponsored by the MD White Tehillim Group, for all those who need Shiduchim, Refuas, and Yeshuas. Please join Tehillim.8mindav.com. Va'al Shahoyo Sipek Biyodom Limchois Veloy Michu. Just had a Maisa, I was Moicha somebody in Shul, and I got destroyed for it. It's probably not a good idea anymore to be Moicha. But the Gemara says if somebody has the ability, and look at Rashi here. Because they're wealthy. If you have power and you don't use your power to be moicha and say what you're doing is wrong, you're being over avera, so you lose your money, you lose everything you have. It's interesting, though, because people that are not aware of the halacha of mecha, okay, it might not apply today. This halacha, you can't be al teichach letz, peis neka, etc. But you just ask a regular American person, you say, why is it your business to tell somebody else that he's oy v'aver? Who are you to tell him? Mind your own business. You're disgusting for going over to somebody and saying, hey, you're being oy v'aver. But it's not true. This is a halacha that you have to be mecha. If your words will be listened to, you have to be moicha. So you have to know how to do it in the proper way. And maybe one should not scream across the entire shul at somebody else from side to side. But there's an inyan to be moicha. Anyway, if we just fell down from the moon and we don't know anything about the Torah, it's not the right thing. You just keep on walking, pretend it never happened. We just saw that if somebody Naira Marasa, that's a real saying, just an Aveira, any Aveira, whatever it is. At the end of the day, there should be an Inyan Temecha. Probably today it's not a good idea. Amar Rav. Bishvil Arba Dvarim Nichsei Balabatim Yoitzim Litim Moyoin. There's four reasons why, skipped. Val Shapoiskim Tzdoka Barabim Ve'ina Noisnim. At these appeals, they scream out $5,000. And then, so that everybody thinks they're going to give. and they're grois bali tzedaka, and at the end they don't give it. That's a terrible thing. Omar Rav, b'shvil arba'a dvarim nichsei bala batim yoytzim min timoin. There are four reasons why people lose their money. Al koyshe ischar socher, when they don't pay their employees. Val oishke ischar socher, so koyshe ischar socher is they pay them late. Val oishke ischar socher, they don't pay them at all. Vashaparkim oil matzavereim, v'noizim chavereim, they delegate things to their friends. Val gasus haruach, being a balgaiva. That guy, the Leo guy, we gotta talk to him. The gas is a ruach kenegit kulam. The worst of the worst is gaivo. Avo ba'anovim ksiv. But if a person is humble, va'anovim yishu oretz, v'isangu al roiv shalom, the humble people are going to inherit the land, and they're going to have a nice tainug al roiv shalom with a lot of peace. Hadrun aloch hayoshein. Hadrun aloch hayoshein. Hadrun aloch hayoshein. The second paragraph, we finished two prokem sukkos. Oy va voy, you know what that means? We only have like 27 days left. And then we go to Masechtas Beitza. Gevaldik. Oh, and that brings up Yuma. I miss Yuma. And I miss Sukkah. We should enjoy, Rabbi said, we should enjoy every minute. Every minute. We don't always get these kind of Masechtas. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. Says the Mishnah, Lulav HaGozel. What is a Lulav? I have a picture in case you don't know what it is. So, it comes off a palm tree. Right over here, you're looking at $15,000 worth of dates. I'd like to say it's time to throw it out there. This, in fact, used to be a lulav. If you look at this. This is a lulav that opened up. The lulav that we use is the one that looks like an arrow. This guy right over here. And it's made out of these leaves that we see over here. It has a spine, has a shidro, and off the middle spine is one leaf called the tumas, and it goes all the way to the top. And then you have a bunch of leaves on the side. Each leaf is a double leaf. You could open it up and you make a double in case you never opened up your lulav and you never held a lulav, so I'm telling you what it is. So if you stole the lulav, so it's not lochem. The Torah says you have to have your own, and you stole it, so you're not yoitza. Tosis asks, what about mitzvah bo ba'avera? We're going to discuss. V'hayovesh, and if it's dry, so according to Tosfos, if you just touch it with your finger and it falls apart, that's yovesh. Now, the issue is, the Rebbe brings up an issue, he doesn't understand Tosfos so well. He says, I've never seen a lulav really. A lot of people have lulavim, you know, they put it in their Sreifas Chametz. Have you ever gone like this to a lulav and it fell apart? Ask the Rebbe. It doesn't usually happen. You can have a lulav for 10 years and it doesn't happen. So he just says that most of the leaves became extremely dry. You see they're white, dry. Okay, here you have a lulav that only the middle one is dry. That's the tumas, and that's also puzzle. But he says that if all the leaves are dry and the center one, the tumas, is nice and not dry, kosher. Okay. Fine, so here's your typical lulav ayavish according to the Ravid. Dried up lulav. Okay, we don't have to go through this sheet. Okay, great. Next. Shel Ashero. Ashero is a lulav that they used for Avodah Zarah. It itself was a shtick Avodah Zarah. V'shel ir ani dachas. Guess what, Rabbi Yisai? Ir ani dachas is in this week's parasha. Ir ani dachas is a city that 51% of the people are Oved Avodah Zarah. So we destroy everything in the city. The lulav tree is sitting and waiting to be destroyed. So call asarav kesarav dami. And then you have a problem of ketusei mechtas shiurei. In other words, as we're going to learn, a lulav has to be 3 tefachim plus 1 tefach, 4 tefachim. So if you are about to burn it, then it's as if it's burnt. So what you're holding in your hand is not four tefachim. What you're holding in your hand is a bunch of ashes. It doesn't have four tefachim. It's missing from the shear of four tefachim. Anything called oimed lisrof kisarof, since it's about to be burnt, it is burnt halachically. So it's missing from the shear. Anything that's burnt, ashes, is not a shear. We even said a human body that's ashes doesn't even give off tumah. So certainly doesn't have a shear. Shela sheirov, shalir nachas pasul. Nikdam roishoy. If the tip broke off, so according to the Ravid, it means the spine. We have a three-way machloikis here. You see, this is the middle one all the way to the top, but here's the spine. The spine got cut off. You have a different sheet over here. It's most of the center. The tumus here, this is the tumus, and it got cut off. Ruba is missing. According to the Ritva and the Ran, it's literally the tip of the tumus is missing. You could see right over here, right over here got cut off. It was supposed to go up a little bit, got cut off the top. And according to another Pshat and Taisfis, each leaf got snipped off. Most of them. Okay, anyway. Keeps on going. More pshat them. Here's another pshat in Taisus. Another pshat in the Balaitur that the top guys over here got cut off. Snipped right over here. Ooh. I don't even know what this is. This I didn't see yet. I'll see it with you. Niktam Roish, according to the tour. Kids, there's a lot of pshatim. Two of them on the side over here. All right. Next. Nifritzu olav. Like a broom. The leaves came off the lulav. And he put them back. Possible. Nifritzu olav. But if the leaves are still attached to the lulav, just they separated, kosher. Then it's kosher. It's not kosher until you tie it down. You have to tie it just like so that they're together and not apart. Tzinei har barzel kshirois here. Tzinei har barzel is a funny type of lulav that grows in har barzel. And as you see, they don't reach the bottom of the leaf on top of them. So these leaves are short. Instead of having leaves, you know, like we have a lulav, every half an inch is another leaf. Over here, there's a big separation between leaf and leaf. Ksheiroi, it's kosher. Not the best, but it's kosher. Lulav shesh boi shloisha tefachim, kedei l'raneh boi kosher. So we're going to see that a lulav has to have three tefachim, so it's the same size as the hadas narava, plus a tefach in order for the shaking to occur. The shaking we're also going to get into. We know we shake to all four directions of the world and up and down to correspond to the bad winds and etc. Says the Gemara, Kaposik Vitani. Look at the pasuk. Ulakachtem lochem beyoyim harishoin pre-eight sodom kabbis tomorrow. Beyoyim harishoin, the first day of Sukkot, or in America, the first 2 days. But the first day of Sukkot is the doiraisa. In the Beis Hamikdash, they took the lulav and esrog every single day, but we don't have a Beis Hamikdash. So midoraisa is only one day. Chacham said, do it every day. We do it in Shacharis to commemorate the Beis Hamikdash. But in the Mishnah, doesn't differentiate between the first day and the second day. The first part of Yom Tov, the second part of Yom Tov. If it's dry, it's not part of Hadar. Elagazul. But why can't you use a stolen lulav, as the Gemara? The pasuk says, "Ulekachtem lochem." When does it have to be yours? It says specifically, "By yoyim arishon." So this whole idea that you can't take a stolen lulav is only beyond the Rishon. Shalom Aleichem, Rav Pesach Kahana. Shalom Aleichem. I got your email. Gevaldik. Hello. Beyond of Sheini, Amayloi. What's wrong with using a stolen lulav on Yom Tov Sheini? I already mentioned before, there's a problem. Mitzvah Havo Ba'Aveiro. To be discussed. Omer Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Shim Ba'Yechoi. Mishum Dehavalei Mitzvah Havo Ba'Aveiro. All right, Eino Chanami. It's not a problem of Lochem. The problem is Mitzvah Habo Ba'Aveiro. Like we start out Shas with the whole idea of Mitzvah Habo Ba'Aveiro and Brachos. And we have a problem of Mitzvah Habo Ba'Aveiro. You can't. It's not Mevarach, it's Menai. It's you call me Takash Baruch Hu, oh, show them the choice of Tzivanu, and you just stole somebody's lulav. It makes no sense. You can't do something like that. Rabboisai, have a gevaldika day or night. And Be'ezer Hashem, if you're in New York, hope to see you tomorrow at Zemer Hall. I think it's at 7 o'clock. I might come a little early if you want to meet me there as well. I'll try to come as early as possible. The Fabring with the Oilam. And if you're not there, it's also okay if you live in a different country. It's Gevaldik. I'll see you then. Have a wonderful day.
Rabeli, guys are asking if you know what your schedule is Friday this year.
No, Friday. Okay, based on what my schedule is today, I found out what I'm doing today a half hour ago. So how do I know what I'm doing on Friday? Okay, Friday. Let's think about Friday. No, I'm going to be
recording stuff.
I'm going to be in Borough Park Friday. What's the schedule? I don't know. When does the other want to get together on Friday? Friday, Eli Dykman and the Yisrael Goldstein are in charge of Borough Park. They'll decide when it is and where it is.